Anyway, I'm led to think of these things and speak about these things because, well, it's such a contrast with what we see in India. I've seen personally there the Dharma means so much to people. This was very evident to me as I moved around among the new Buddhists in the 50s and 60s. The Dharma meant so much to them, and they were so immensely grateful to Ambedkar for having given them, so to speak, the Dharma. Their gratitude to him knew no bounds. And you can see material evidence of this if you move around in India, where there are Buddhists. You'll see his statue and his picture everywhere. His name will be mentioned by Buddhists everywhere, all the time. Babasaheb, when they say Jaya Bhim, it's victory to Bhim. Bhim, of course, is Dr. Ambedkar. Bhim, of course, in Sanskrit, it's an interesting word. It's also a title of the Buddha, by the way. It means the fearsome one. It was very suitable for Dr. Ambedkar. He was rather fearsome, rather formidable, as I've said. And again, that's a side of Buddhism, that the Buddha's life maybe, that's not often emphasized. We like to think of a nice, sweet, gentle, kind, compassionate Buddha. So that's all true. But the strong, the fierce, even the controversial Buddha, perhaps we don't like to think of so much. So I think we do have to be careful that Buddhism or Dharma, our FWB culture, doesn't degenerate into something weak and wishy-washy, and something that, well, is a bit of an option rather than an integral and essential part of our lives. But if you go to India, and some of you have been, no doubt, and some of you have met our Buddhist friends there, well, you'll see, I'm sure, a very different approach to the Dharma, because the Dharma there has meant a total revolution in the lives of so many people on every level, and of course especially on the religious or spiritual level. Of course, is that for us too, you know, here in the West? A change should mean a change. You know, when we go for refuge and we undertake to observe the five or the 10 precepts, it should mean a turnabout in our whole way of life, a new way of looking at things, a new way of relating, a new way of living. So these are some of my thoughts on this occasion. I'm very delighted to be able to share my recollections of Dr. Ambedkar and the movement he started with you all on this occasion. I really do hope that through the kindness of the internet, many of our Buddhist friends in India are able to listen to me and to hear my words. And in conclusion, I want to wish all of them, and well, including you as well, three hearty Jaya Bhims on this occasion.